This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
He likes this one.
But as for me, Grandpa, we believe he was drinking too much eggnog.
Have you had any eggnog this holiday season?
Nah, I just drank the bourbon without it.
I have not had any either. You know what I'm getting, though? Shout out to our boy Nate over at Hank's Oyster Bar. We're getting a bunch of seafood for tomorrow night. Oysters and shrimp and some crab cakes. And Nate was like, you know, Nate is more of like the booze side of the building. Like He makes all the crazy drinks and everything. And he's like, I'm going to give you a bottle of Coquito to enjoy.
Yeah.
And I said, I said, what the hell is Coquito? It's Dominican eggnog.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah. I will be having some Coquito on
Christmas
Eve.
They should keep that.
I bet. Does he make it?
I don't know if he makes it or not, but he has it around.
So you and I both might be having some Coquito.
Yeah.
Cheers. How do you say cheers in Spanish? I should know that.
Salud.
Salud. Joining us now, you can see him on Monumental, is the big man, Mr. Mitch Tischler, Beltway Football Podcast. Hello, Mitchell. How do you do?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you boys?
We're fantabulous.
Good, I'm a big fan of Coquito, let me tell you.
I am a big fan of the sweatshirt you have. And I know that you know people, but B and I know the same people, and we would like two of those sweatshirts.
The sweatshirt's fantastic. Shout out Caps. They have the crab cakes and hockey sweatshirts. I actually have found out since, from an inside source, it's available at the team store at MedStar, and it's available at the team store at the arena, but it's a special edition shirt.
Well, here's what I'd like to make clear, because Mitch is pretending. You did not purchase that at the team
store. No, this was a Hanukkah gift. It's the best Hanukkah gift I've gotten in a while. I love it. It's
exactly like he didn't hear you.
Yeah. So Brian and I would also like Hanukkah gifts.
I picked up what you were putting down.
I'm Sammy Davis Jr. Give me my Hanukkah gift.
All right. Mitchell, you heard us talking about Cliff. What do you think the chances are Cliff is here calling plays next year?
I think it's a solid 50-50. If Cliff's agent is good, which, you know, obviously I think he will be, there's a lot of advanced metrics that point to him keeping this Commanders offense reasonable all season are there. So I think he's going to have an opportunity to take a spot. Now the question is, for Cliff, does he want to take, you know, a Browns or a Titans job that, or Giants or whatever, that really doesn't look that good? Or does he want to stay another year in Washington with a healthy Jaden Daniels, hope that they return to the type of offense they were last year? Mm-hmm. Then he'll have his pick of the litter in two seasons. So I think there'll be some questions. I think ultimately it'll come down to what Cliff wants to do, because I'm sure, as you guys have talked about, Cliff doesn't have any more of that money from the Cardinals head coaching job coming to him.
Yeah.
So he's only making the offensive coordinator money that he's making here in Washington.
Which is probably still three or four mil.
Still a lot of money.
$3 or $4 million ain't $10 million.
Right.
You know?
I think 50-50 sounds pretty right, honestly. Because last year, it was really easy to understand why he didn't want to go. The offense was
kicking. Especially after the way they were last year. I think making it to the NFC Championship game makes people want to stay settled.
I agree. Kind of talking about coaching opportunities all around the league, and I think if the Bengals job opens up, Cliff should run to that. But, you know, Joe Brady was with Burrow and Chase back at LSU. I think there's a real chance Brady leaves Buffalo to take that Bengals job should that open up. Cliff, for me, it also has to be the right job. That's why I think Tampa's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Tampa's very interesting. You know, Baker early in the season was an MVP candidate. I mean, you saw Bucks fans chanting MVP at him through the first 8-10 weeks of the season.
That's a little favoritism.
No, he was among
the leaders. Early in the year, so was Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he was among the leaders in the NFL in passing stats. And then
it's a marathon.
He had the shoulder injury, and things have kind of gone downhill since then. That defense has gotten real bad in Tampa. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to explain it away, but Bowles is a pretty good coach. I don't know that you really necessarily want to move on from him.
Yeah, I don't know what will happen there. Specific to Thursday's game, who you got playing quarterback to start and to finish?
I think Josh Johnson starts and finishes depending on injury. I mean, I think the only way that he comes out is injury. Bringing in Jeff Driskel is interesting with all the Sam Hartman discussion. I asked Cliff Kingsbury at the podium, like, why would you bring in somebody from the outside when you have somebody who's been here for 2 years? And quite frankly, I think, you know, and Cliff said basically they didn't want to start Sam on a short week. It wasn't fair to him. I think big picture, you look at the beginning of the season, for this team to keep Josh Johnson as your third quarterback kind of tells you what this team thought of Sam Hartman, because totally, if he was really a developmental quarterback, they would have kept him. I mean, look at what the Vikings ended up with Max Brosmer up there and how bad that thing went, right? Yeah. That was a joke. And so I think you look at Sam Hartman, and they told you before the season, by keeping Josh Johnson, a journeyman guy, that's who they wanted.
But I think when you look at Driskel also, Driskel's athletic, man. So it's when he was here last year, you could see him move around and things like that. He can move. He can throw the ball. And I just think he gives you a better chance if he had to go in.
I mean, in a bubble.
I totally agree with that.
In a bubble, if you're going Hartman versus Driskel, let's just say preseason a team needed to pick a player to start.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly close. I think Jeff Driskel's winning that 99 times out of 100. So, you know, maybe it's an indictment on Sam Hartman and the development that, you know, he's had here. But we also saw he didn't quite have a strong enough arm for an NFL field.
Then he had surgery.
And then the shoulder surgery.
Right. So
you're talking about Baker has a shoulder injury. So it's like if you can't throw it, certain passes you can't throw, you're not going to be a quarterback in this league.
You know, B, you got to be able to throw the ball outside the hash marks, outside
there
the numbers.
Go.
And I don't know that Hartman has enough zip on the ball to get it out there in a tight window.
Yeah, I totally agree. Talking with our friend Mitch Tischler here. You can give him a follow at Mitch_Tischler.
Don't forget that underscore.
Yeah, I love a good underscore. You had something interesting earlier where you kind of looked at all the incentives that are still on the table for a lot of these players. What is reachable for some of these guys? What do you think will actually get attained?
Von Miller is really the only guy that has any kind of player incentive left. Zach Ertz was super close, and it's makes it that much more of a shame that he got injured both for catches and yards for himself. Terry had attainable numbers for his. He wasn't able to get there, obviously, with the injuries. But it's going to come down to Von Miller needs 2 more sacks for $1 million. And
yeah, I'm getting 8.
Who was the
2 more sacks for $1 million?
You saw the guy last night.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
He got 500 Gs, baby.
So Von already has 500 in the can for getting 7 sacks. 9 was the next level up. He gets a mil. Ooh.
Well, and Von is very much chasing history now, trying to get into the top 10 all time in the NFL in sacks. Maybe even there's such a – the NFL's total sack numbers are really interesting because
– Dak, you don't need no money. I got $10 I could donate to your charity.
Well, it's also – that's interesting. But, like, nobody – maybe like Garrett down the road, but like Von Miller is not going to catch Bruce Smith, Reggie White. Like the top two at 200 and 198 is so far away. But Von's at 136.5. And if he can get 5 more sacks, he gets into the top 5 all time.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's a big cluster. Strahan, Jason Taylor, Terrell Suggs, DeMarcus Ware, Richard Dent, John Randall are all within 5 sacks of where Vaughn is right now. Vaughn is 12th. He, like, with just 3, what's he need? 2 sacks to get the mil?
2 sacks for a mil, 4 sacks for 1.5, and 5 sacks for 2 mil.
But also, if he gets 2 sacks, 2 more sacks this season, that gets him into the top 10 tied with DeMarcus Ware all time. Mm. So, like, for Vaughn, this stuff matters.
Well, and we've heard Vaughn talk about on his podcast that he wants to come back to Washington next year and run this thing back. Situational pass rusher, hopefully more situational than he was forced into playing this year. I'm bringing him back, you know.
Reggie White played in more of a solid 3-4. And
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He has how many sacks? 198?
Yeah.
Also only 16
games. In a league
games.
Where they were running the ball more than they were throwing it with 16 games, how many sacks would he have if he was playing a day?
Bruce Smith, too.
Yeah. But Bruce played in a division where they threw the ball all the time.
Right.
You know, Buffalo, they were throwing the ball. But Reggie was in the NFC East, and then he left and went to the NFC North. And they ran the ball a lot. And that man had 198 sacks. Damn. I mean, look at people like Vaughn. Vaughn is amazing. 60 sacks behind.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, right?
Yes. Man, and listen, bro, I watch Reggie do the club and grown men, 300 plus, go airborne.
That's power.
That's special, man. Him and Jumpy Gather, their little moves getting to the quarterback, the strength they had was ridiculous.
I'm kind of surprised LT's numbers. This is weird. So ESPN.com has LT all-time at 132.5. This must just be regular season. Because Pro Football Reference has LT's number at 142. No, that's regular season too. That's an odd discrepancy to be 10 off like that.
Well, just let you know, that $4,999 probably over $5,000.
You need a stat
they
correction.
They're screwing people, man.
You need a stat correction.
But look, the thing about LT, he'll probably have 3 sacks in the game, and then he will disrupt your whole running game.
And knock out your quarterback.
Yeah, it's bad dude, bro.
I guess Frankie Louvu is at 3 sacks on the season. If he gets to 6, he gets $325K. So maybe he's another guy that you can look at in terms of player incentives potentially getting there. But yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, when you look at this,
he and Vaughn Miller sacked the quarterback together. He ends up with 1 because he got a half and a half, and Vaughn ends up with 1.
Well, dude,
he got a half and a half.
Apparently,
and they both missed that thing.
I heard something in Cleveland that like Myles Garrett's getting kind of pissed if other dudes get sacks.
Well, did you see the one this weekend with him?
Yeah, but you heard what they said. They act like Buffalo was trying not to throw the ball because they didn't want him to set the record against them.
That's crazy.
Well, there was the one against Buffalo where Josh Allen kind of went down on his own, and there were two players close to him, and they ended up giving initially giving the sack to the other guy, and then they went back and stacked. And it was real close as to whether they give Garrett that.
Where is he at now? Just a half behind, or
I think he's
one,
two. I thought.
Oh, is it two?
Maybe it's just one full. I got here's a little one from Mitch's tweet. Debo. I mean, he's going to be a free agent. He does, however, get $25,000 per game at game bonus. Let's say he nicks something up. You want the $25,000 in hand or be healthy going to free agency? Say he nicks something up week 18.
Me, I got to just go to the first. I got to be in the next
game. You probably just got to be active.
Bro, I'm going to get the extra $25,000.
Yeah.
Well, you also have Marcus Mariota play 60% of snaps.
Is that 25 or 250?
25 grand per game, so he can get it 17 times.
Week 18 will be interesting if Mariota's hand, or maybe even this week if Mariota's able to get back out there. But if he gets 60% of the snaps and a win, he gets $200,000 per game.
He's already gotten the win.
No, in the 60% of the snaps in an individual game.
Oh, okay.
If he plays 60% of the snaps and wins the game.
So he got that $200,000 for the Giants game.
Right, and he'll get it for everyone after that. He actually got more than that because 70% of snaps plus a win, he gets...
Nah, that's playoffs, dude.
Is that playoffs?
And we got to run. Landfill's going to kill me.
Yep, go ahead.
Thank you, Mitch Tischler, for joining us. We're debating the worst Christmas songs when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.